install ADDS on the VMs. To install the Active Directory Domain Service, you can use either the Service Manager or Microsoft Azure PowerShell. Here I'm going to use the Service Manager. In Dashboard, click Add Roles and Feature. Click Next to move on and leave the default selection. Click Next, and the correct server has now been selected, so let's move on. Here you need to select Active Directory Domain Services to promote this server as a domain controller later. This pop-up window lists all the features that are required. Just leave the default settings and click Add Features. Active Directory Domain Service has been selected, so no more selections are needed. Here's some things to note about the AD Domain Service. To confirm that you've selected the right role and features to install, click Install to start the installation. It might take a few minutes to finish feature installation, but when it's completed, you can continue with the configuration by promoting this server to a domain controller. In this video, we'll create a new Active Directory forest, so choose Add a New Forest, then enter your root domain name and click Next. Here, let's leave the default values as they are. You just need to provide the directory services restore mode password. This option enables you to configure the DNS delegation. So in this demo, we're not really concerned with creating the DNS delegation. So I'm going to click Next to move on. In a real production environment, however, you might be expected to create it manually or allow the ADDS installation process to do it on your behalf to ensure a reliable name resolution from outside the current domain. Here, we can just leave the NetBIOS domain name as it is. For folder locations, you need to change the default disk C to the additional disk attached to this virtual machine. And you can review the settings before starting the installation. And you can also choose to view and export the script to automate configurations. I'm going to skip this. Click Next. And then the system is going to perform a prerequisites check to validate that it's capable and supporting a new Active Directory forest. When you see this message with a green check mark right there, click Install to start the promotion operation. The configuration might take several minutes to complete, but when it's successful, the domain controller will automatically reboot.